We're doing Drashot Aran. We're up to page Shinayin Dalet in the Mosadar of Cook edition. Bottom paragraph. V'achar shehiflig leharot alehim rov pishehim v'rov avunam, k'mo shkatub b'parsha, patach ve'amar. After Hashem speaks great lengths about what we did wrong, then Hashem tells us, Moshe tells us, v'ata Yisrael ma Hashem lokecha shoel meimach. Moshe Rabbeinu has given this whole long speech telling us you did this wrong and you did that wrong. And look at what you could have done and look at what you actually did. And then Moshe turns to us and says, now Israel, what does God want of you? Kim li yira. All he's asking you is to fear him. Yeah. Kloma. As if Moshe was saying, Hincha ro'e ki kifi rov ashmatcha lo yispik lecha kol asher lecha b'kofer nafshecha. You see that everything you did wrong, well, you don't have enough to pay off. You haven't done enough to pay your debts. V'im kol zeh Hashem yitbarach lerov chasadav. And nonetheless, Hashem is so kind. Hashem says, but what I want from you is be a God-fearing person, ula'avauto, and to love Hashem. That's the continuation of the pasuk. What Moshe is saying is in line with what the prophet says. The Navi says in Micha, "Bama akadem Hashem ikaf lelokei marom." How can I approach God? The Navi Micha says, "Hayirtzeh Hashem balfei elim." Does God want me to bring 1,000 rams? What am I supposed to do? What can I offer him? The Navi over here is speaking, he's not saying personally, I don't know how to approach Hashem. He's saying, when a person has done wrong, so then the Navi is telling him, what you should be thinking is, what can I offer you? Our mind understands that if you take everything you own, you're not going to pay enough for your life. And in fact, you look at something that a person's done wrong, so then you look at something, well, the payment that makes sense should be a large payment. Undoubtedly, when someone rebels, well, depending on who you rebel against, well, that defines how improper it was, how wrong it was, and what type of punishment a person deserves. It's more fitting that someone who goes against the vice president will be punished than someone who goes against one of the low officers. You know, you cut your place in line waiting to see the king. So the guy in charge of the line comes and says, no to you. What's he going to do to you? But if you're disrespectful to the king, then you bet he could do to you. And undoubtedly, he who rebels against the king himself, that's more severe than rebelling against the vice president. Just as it's more incumbent upon us to observe when the one who commands is greater, by the same token, the punishment for going against it should also be greater. And when the one who's giving the order is so exalted beyond a level, so then the punishment should also be beyond a level. If you can't find a punishment that's big enough, so you give the biggest possible punishment. You let the punishment fit the crime. Well, if the crime was rebelling against the greatest being in the planet, the greatest being in the world, so then the punishment should be the greatest punishment. And even though you'll say, there's no way. You know, there's a t-shirt. When I was growing up, there was a t-shirt that said, I'm so far behind. Every one of us was given things to accomplish in this world. I'm so far behind, I'm never going to die. So I think all of us can say that about what we've done wrong this year. You know, there's so much out there. There's no punishment big enough if you really think about it. If you think about it, no child could ever repay his father for everything his father's done for him. So what's the child's responsibility? At least do the best you can. כן היה מן הראוי שאחר שעונש ממרא דבר השם יתברך אפשר ששואר כפי מרדו. By the same token, you say there's no way of gauging how disrespectful it is to rebel against Hashem. שיון שואר יותר גדול שאפשר. So then technically we'd think the punishment should be as severe as possible. לכן אמר, that's why the prophet says, במה אקדם השם? אקף ללוקי מרום. What can I offer Hashem? Okay. Hashem's not punishing me, right? We do things that are wrong, and lightning does not strike us. So the Navi Micha says, well, what am I supposed to do if I've done something wrong? Being that Hashem is the most exalted possible, what can I offer him? Does Hashem want me to give my firstborn son? Does Hashem want me to give my offsprings because of everything I've done wrong? What am I supposed to do? The Navi Micha says. Vaita tshuva b'ze, and then the Navi concludes and he turns to the people and he says, Higid lecha adam matov, let me tell you, man, what's really good. Uma Hashem doresh mimcha, what does Hashem want of you? Ki'im, what does the Navi say? Asot mishpat, be honest, do justice. Ve'avat chesed, not only do kindness, but be a person who loves kindness. Ve'atzna lechatim elokecha, and be modest, be humble in your connection with Hashem. Even though technically you should give everything for what you've done wrong, Hashem says, but that's not what I want. I'm not asking you to sacrifice your kids. That's not what I want. Hashem says, I don't want you to destroy yourself. Hashem says, what I want is for you to be better. I don't want you to be destroyed. And that's what Moshe intended when he aligned the pasuk and said to the people, he gives them a long speech, chapters long of what they've done wrong, and then he says, then he says, now what do you think God wants of you? After everything you've done wrong, what Moshe means to say is, even though I've just given you this whole long speech, chapters of what you've done wrong, Hashem doesn't want you to be destroyed. And all Hashem asks is you should be respectful. And you should know that all your suffering through the desert was not a punishment, Moshe says. Hashem wanted to help you get to the right place, but it wasn't a punishment. That's how the Ran is learning. Hashem says, what do I want of you? I want you to be a God-fearing person. So look at all you've done wrong. And that's why the verse says, right afterwards, it says, "V'yadatayim levavecha." I want you to recognize with your heart to know. Ki kasher yaser ish et bnei Hashem lokecha miyasrecha. Just as a father punishes his son, Hashem, your God, is punishing you. And he's going to explain that there. Okay, we have 2 minutes. He says, "What's the comparison to Hashem?" V'dimyon zehu ki Hashem itbarach. You know, I told some of the guys here that. About a week ago, our 4-year-old asked to go with his friend to the porch. So we said yes. And the next thing we know, he left the porch, went onto the street, climbed into a car, and released the brakes. And the car went rolling and hit a tree. Wow. So when you hear that, I was shaking. I was, firstly, because of the danger to him, to other people. Like, how did he get away with doing that? How did he, we didn't think a 4-year-old that was given permission to go to the porch would end up doing all that. Okay, he didn't intend to do it. He climbed around, he decided to play with the steering wheel, and his foot probably hit the release to the brake. I don't think he meant to do that. But I was very upset at him, upset at the danger, upset at the damage, and I never said a word to him. Because my conclusion was that we as parents have to learn from this. We did something wrong. He's a 4-year-old. He didn't understand what he was doing. So he has to learn. He's not allowed to leave the porch. He was given permission to go to the porch. But the severity of what he did is beyond him. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't know. So I could tell him, you're not allowed to get behind the wheel of a car without permission. You're not allowed to climb to a car without permission. And that I have to impress on him. But the danger of releasing the brake, the car moving, that he was in danger, other people were in danger, he doesn't even know what happened. So now I couldn't calm down for at least a day after it happened. And in my mind, there were kids around there. The danger of a car rolling, you know, not only to him, but to everyone around there, it took me a long time to calm down from that. But I told my wife, we have to learn from it. We as parents. So when you come, the kid could do the most severe thing, but I'm going to gain nothing from punishing him. I have to impress upon him, he's not allowed to leave the porch when he was given permission to play on the porch. I have to impress upon him, he's not allowed to climb into a car without permission. Those two he has to understand. The most severe thing he did, he got no punishment, no reaction for. Because of the nothing, no benefit will come from it. I spent the time reeling. But he I didn't even talk to him about it. So I'm just saying that the Navi compares it to a father punishing a child. When a father punishes a child, the father thinks, what's right for him? And when I'm going to punish him, I'm not going to punish him long term. I'm going to punish him as much as he needs. Not, I have no interest in punishing him. I have an interest in his getting it right. I have an interest in him being safe and proper in his life. So the Ran is going to explain how that comparison, where Hashem says, Moshe tells the people, Hashem, if Hashem made you suffer, it's like a father punishes his child. Well, that's an encompassing concept. It encompasses many aspects of the punishments of the desert. We're in the beginning of a thought. The Ran is still going to develop that.